Noelle Phillips, Denver Post staff reporter. Thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Hi, you're welcome.
So for the past 2 weeks, you've been reporting on some controversy about ballot selfies. As a journalist, when did this story first hit your radar?
On October 20th, the Denver District Attorney's Office just issued a mass press release with the headline, "Reminder, ballot selfies are illegal in Colorado."
The DA's office is warning people not to accidentally or intentionally commit voter fraud, because obviously election integrity is crucial. But then the American Civil Liberties Union responded, saying people with a legitimate need for help filling out their ballot could be intimidated by this warning. Is that right?
That's correct.
It seems like being coerced or paid to do this would be a serious problem, but maybe violating one's own privacy rights is more of a victimless crime. It can be tough to prove consent in these matters, but it's a misdemeanor offense, not something that's been enforced in Colorado that we know of, right?
I don't know of any cases where somebody's been prosecuted for posting a ballot selfie on Facebook or Instagram.
But you looked into the history of the law, and it's more than 100 years old. What happened back in the day to cause Colorado to enact this?
It had to do with trading liquor for votes, essentially.
In your article, you talked about Ray and Yuma County.
There was a vote on where the county seat should be located, and the Yuma newspaper has written about this in recent times, where a barkeep who wanted the county seat in Ray was offering pig's feet and whiskey in exchange for votes on that issue, and it passed, and Ray is the county seat.
Wow. And so the law is still on the books to this day. Other states have laws that allow people to post pictures of filled out ballots on social media, but the Colorado General Assembly didn't get any new legislation done on this, though they did try the past year or two. So ballot selfies do remain illegal here. What are some of the arguments that ACLU is pointing to around the country?
The ACLU's pointed to laws in other states that say that it's okay, and then specifically to lawsuits in Indiana and New Hampshire, where voters argued that it was a First Amendment right to free speech to post a ballot selfie online. And courts have ruled in those voters' favors in those states.
And so at first it seemed like maybe this story would blow over, you know, oh, well, district attorney writes a press release. People aren't happy about it. It's not that big of news, right? You wrote in one of your stories, well, the drama of the 2016 campaigns continues. But now there are some lawsuits filed here this week. Can you talk about those?
Yes. A Republican state senator from Colorado Springs, Owen Hill, joined a freshman at the University of Denver who's voting in his first election to sue Republicans, who are the state attorney general and secretary of state, saying that this was a violation of their First Amendment rights. And then the libertarians jumped into the fray, and the state party spokeswoman joined two Denver voters filing a similar lawsuit, all asking a federal judge to declare Colorado's law unconstitutional and to bar anybody from the state or the Denver DA's office from prosecuting ballot selfies.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens with those. Is there any likelihood that these lawsuits would be addressed before Election Day?
It's possible if somebody filed a motion asking for an immediate, you know, order on it or some kind of temporary injunction. And I'm not sure if that's happened yet or what the plans are.
Is there anything else that you think we should make sure we cover?
I'm curious if people are still posting ballot selfies or not, if they're aware or they're just like, I don't care. In fact, a fun little tidbit, I had not received my ballot late last week, and I tweeted at the Arapahoe County Clerk's office that I don't have a ballot, and they actually responded to me, and in their response, encouraged me to tweet a ballot selfie. So I did. Granted, it's still in the envelope, so I'm not showing anybody how I voted, but I did tweet a ballot selfie.
Wow. Well, do you think you might do another story about if, in fact, ballot selfies are showing up on social media?
Possibly. You know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I am curious. You know, in Tennessee, Justin Timberlake tweeted a ballot selfie and then later found out that's illegal in Tennessee, too. So I think people are still doing this, expressing their enthusiasm over voting.
Yeah, Noelle Phillips, thank you so much for your reporting in the Denver Post, and thanks for speaking to Community Radio KDNK. We'll link to all three of your articles about this on our website at kdnk.org.
Well, thank you.